barking and blitzing their way onto your audio devices. Now back to Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, we got a schedule. We got a schedule. So that's a hurdle. And anytime we get to hook it up with our friend from the Big Ten Network, the former Fighting Illini, great back himself, Howard Griffith, is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Howard, good to have you. How you been?
I've been good. How you guys doing today?
We're pretty good. We got some hype, right? Coaches poll is out. Big Ten schedule is out. Yes, things are movable and shakeable. And, yeah, our world was a little rocked when we saw Ohio State, Michigan in late October. I don't even know if the question's truly been answered on why there, because I could understand maybe if you're trying to shorten the season, but they are planning games beyond that one. What is your theory on why the game, the greatest rivalry in sports, was moved to the 24th of October?
I think they wanted to make sure that they got the game in, and also the fact that there was some flexibility if they need to move games around. I think that's the biggest key, I think, when you look at the schedule. It's about flexibility and trying to make sure that you can play some of these traditional rivalries and make sure that they happen. And obviously, trying to make sure that we still have no idea, but I think they just felt like putting it in the right spot, putting it in this spot, gave them the best opportunity for this game to be able to happen.
And so, you know, as you look at these games that, you know, we're planning on playing with, they're written in pencil. Rothman said maybe maybe not even a number two pencil. They're lightly dusted on there. Hopefully they'll be able to be played. But we've seen some of these guys opt out. Two very notable players in Rashad Bateman and Micah Parsons from Minnesota and Penn State, respectively. When you look at some of the guys that have opted out and you see those, like, how do you foresee that changing potentially the balance of power in either the East, the West, and then the Big Ten as a whole?
Well, I think it really comes down to obviously being able to recruit, right? And you guys know in your own backyard there, if you have players leave, there are going to be some great ones that are behind them. Now, they may not have the experience as the ones that you're losing, but there are going to be some talented players. And we're going to see this happen. I don't think Michael Parsons is by any stretch going to be the last high-profile player that decides to make a decision like this. And the other thing is, I don't know that all these decisions are going to be based on NFL. I think some people, like Panashute at Michigan State, has decided he's going to sit out this year, but plans fully on coming back for the next year's season. So there's just so much uncertainty, and, you know, it's out there. I think each player, regardless of their draft stock, has to, you know, have these tough conversations, you know, with their family and see if they really want to try to move forward. We know the Big Ten is going to do everything possible to try to keep them as safe as possible, but nothing is guaranteed. So we just have to play it out and see how things continue to progress.
You know, Howard, it's tough because you're right. Everything is a case-by-case basis. And, you know, and for us to judge on why one person sat out and one person didn't is very tough without knowing their individual circumstances. But I do think that if you're a great player like Parsons – or a great player like Bateman. Now, Bateman may be different. Bateman's on a, you know, better than average team. You know, Parsons is on perhaps a playoff contending team. Do you see any difference between the two? Do you think anyone from – what would shock you, I guess, if an Ohio State, like a starter for Ohio State, opted out for safety? Would that surprise you based on, you know, who they are and what they have to play for this year?
Honestly, nothing would surprise me, and I've taken that route. Now, if you'd asked me something like that, you know, in different situations and guys decide they wanted to sit out for other reasons, I might be surprised. But because of the uncertainty that's out there, you know, I think you have to give these young players the benefit of the doubt. And I know it's going to sting for fans when you have players decide they want to sit out. And obviously they immediately think it's all about the NFL, but you don't know what the situations are, each individual situation is. So you just kind of have to, you know, roll with the punches. But if your team is recruited great, you're going to find replacements, and you're going to have guys that are going to be able to step up sooner than you would have liked them to. But that's the reality that we're in right now, and there's just so much unknown that I don't think you can blame any of the players for any decisions that they make right now.
You know, Howard, being you know, obviously covering the conference here for a number of years, playing in the conference, you know, the Big Ten, the Uni group came out, and, you know, they had their list of requests, you know, you want to call it demands, whatever it is. And, you know, all of it was in really regards to, you know, player safety, testing protocols and all that stuff. When you saw, you know, when you looked at that, you read through it, was there anything that stood out to you? Anything you thought that you thought maybe didn't belong in there, you thought was extraneous, or was that stuff that everything you saw pretty much in lockstep with, you know, what you, how you think the players should have been treated?
You know, I think it was pretty reasonable. I mean, I don't think that everything on the list is going to happen. But I think when you know the type of commissioner we have now and Kevin Warren, he is player driven. I mean, he is going to make sure that the student athlete have the best experience possible. And that requires the safety, the testing protocols, those things that are out there. So I absolutely don't have any problems with the things that they asked for. You know, I think the Big Ten Network, everyone having access to that was an interesting one that they threw in for family and obviously the players. But, you know, I think they were reasonable. And I think what we're seeing, right, we're seeing these young people who have found their voice, which I'm excited about, and they feel empowered to be able to speak out. I think that's an important part of it. And also, they're also seeing the millions and millions of dollars. They've seen it before, but now you're hearing athletic departments say, well, without football, we're going to lose $100 million or $140 million. And then all the other ancillary businesses that are around the football program, is hotels and bars and restaurants, all of those things. And they're saying right now that we probably deserve a piece of that. And, you know, that's one of the things. It's a tough conversation, but I think it's one that we should and we owe our young people an opportunity to really be able to express themselves and see what comes of it.
He's Howard Griffith, the great former Illini back. I don't know what was more satisfying to you, running over the Salukis for 8 touchdowns or beating Ohio State in that same year.
Beating Ohio State. Beating Ohio
State. That was quick. Wait a minute. Your record still stands today, I think. What'd you have? What'd you score, 50
okay.
points in a
Ohio
game
State,
for your team?
The first time we beat them, we were in the chute and hadn't beat them for like 22 years. And, you know, so that was great. And then to come back the following year and win – so I was pretty happy about that. So there absolutely is. We don't even have to go down that road.
All right, team guy, Howard Griffith, anything for the team, baby. But 8 touchdowns, that's something to be said. All right, so this is subjective for you. Which team is impacted worse or more greatly in a football sense? Wisconsin losing Jonathan Taylor, Rashad Bateman at Minnesota, or Micah Parsons at Penn State?
Ooh, that's really interesting. But I would probably go with Jonathan Taylor. And here's why. He was available every week for him. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter who they were playing. He was available. Sure, he had some fumbles throughout his career. But the fact that he was able to line up in that style of offense and they knew that they could count on him, you know, to me is what you're going to miss. Because I thought after his freshman campaign, it was unbelievable. But I just thought, okay, well, he's carrying a lot. The body's got to break down at some point. I mean, he's got to get banged up and not be able to be available. That wasn't the case. So I'd easily go with him. But Micah Parsons is a highlight machine waiting to happen. And the scariest thing about him, and it's not a slight in him at all, or the coaching staff, he still has so much growth in his game that it is just scary when you think about where he can go and take his game to as he continues to get comfortable with it. So, you know, I'd go Taylor, and then I'd probably go Michael Parsons after that.
Okay. Well done. We always love having you on. Be well, my friend, and we will – hopefully check in with you again very soon. Hopefully we'll all be talking about real football very soon. Thanks, Howard.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime. Take care. Stay safe.
You the man. Howard Griffith from the Big Ten Network.